Prices may vary by store.
Hector Villanueva, great Cubs catcher or the greatest Cubs catcher?
I got it. Fine. Let me have it. I got it. Fine. Let me have it. I got it.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of Eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
Bias to left. Three in a row. Oh, baby.
Oh, my. Game on.
Game on, baby. Unfortunately, Cincinnati has retaken the lead at Wrigley Field. They're up 11-9 on the Cubs in the seventh inning. Welcome in. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn. Our producer, Kyle Mann, will take you up until 7 o'clock tonight on all three of our frequencies, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, our historic main gym frequency. Great show for you today. Yesterday, we caught up with Royce Lewis, the number one overall pick in the Major League Baseball draft. Today, we're catching up with a guy who was taken about 187 picks after the Twins selected Royce Lewis, Mason McCoy, the former Iowa shortstop, now a member of the Baltimore Orioles organization. You can catch Mason's interview with us at 4:30 tonight. Also, it is a Thursday. That means Woodja is on the way. We've got tickets to see Hairball at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena coming up in November, and we'll have a very special 6 o'clock hour. Alex, are you old enough to remember when TV shows had very special shows? This tends to
Are you talking about special guests? Or
no, I'm like tackling weighty topics.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I thought I was thinking that that was sort of a late 80s, early 90s thing.
Like when Law & Order had they've done that several times. When they had the episode about the brawl at the palace at Auburn Hills. That's as far as I can think of. That's the only shows I can think of.
Well, I was thinking more along the lines of when Blossom got her special visitor. But yeah. I think we're relatively on the same page there. We'll have a very special 6 o'clock hour tonight, because our very own Scott Unash will be checking in with us a couple times from Kingston Stadium. There's not a football game tonight at Kingston Stadium, but it's an unofficial, official kickoff to the high school football season. We are in the midst of it right now. Week zero, one of the dumbest things that I've ever heard in my life.
Are there actually games?
I listen
this
to
week?
This show on a daily basis, so that tells you where the bar is set. There's actually two teams sort of in the area playing tonight. HLV is at Waco, and I believe it's Lone Tree, right, is playing tonight as well. 7 o'clock kickoffs on those games. So there are a couple games tonight. There's some games tomorrow, and high school football season is here. We are partnering with the Cedar Rapids Gazette, putting on this high school football spectacular tonight at Kingston Stadium. Thousands of people will be there. It'll be like the gladiators in the Roman time. It's probably not going to be that big, but there's going to be a lot of people there tonight. Most of the metro area coaches will be there. They're going to talk a little bit about their teams. There's going to be some prizes. And if you happen to be a high school football fan who listens to high school football here on KGYM, if you stop by tonight and ask Scott or one of the other KGYM staffers that will be there in attendance really nicely, we'll hook you up with a brand new KGYM schedule magnet with all of the games that we have on both the North and South gyms this year. And that's, again, Kingston Stadium tonight from 6 until 8 o'clock, and you can hear Scott calling in with some updates in the 6 o'clock hour tonight. That was the intro today, the Cubs game. Len Casper and Jim DeShays on the call on CSN. Cubs going back-to-back-to-back today in the fourth inning. That's the good news. Bad news is not only are they trailing the Reds right now 11-9, but John Lester left that start in the second inning after giving up 8 runs with what the Cubs are deeming left lat tightness. The lat muscles, a pretty important deal when you are a left-handed pitcher, and it's on your left side of your body. And I don't know whether the team can take any more bad news at this point. It's been such a tremendous year for the up-and-down roller coaster, but it looks like John Lester maybe needing a little time on the sidelines. We'll wait and see. It's the second time this year, by the way, he's given up 9 or more runs in a start, which is, I'm being told, not good. But what a wild night last night in the National League Central. This is a division. Remember, 87, 88 wins is probably going to take this thing this year. But you had the Brewers, had a tremendous game last night. You had the Cardinals, who were involved in an interesting game. Yadier Molina was ejected, right?
Yeah, Mike Matheny was.
Mike Matheny. And then you had a couple ejections in the Cubs game last night and a walk-off, Chris Bryant. As it stands right now, coming into today, the Brewers had vaulted St. Louis into second place, a game and a half behind the Cubs. They'll obviously pick up a half game if Chicago can't come back on the Reds. And here we go. Strap yourselves in. Now, bad news for the Cardinals fans today, Alex. Trevor Rosenthal is going on the disabled list. Looks like Luke Weaver is coming up from the minor leagues. But what do you make of the National League Central race right now? 319-366-1600. That was an entertaining game, or is an entertaining game today at Wrigley Field. The wind is blowing out. The air and water show is this weekend. So you've got jets like the Blue Angels flying over Wrigley Field throughout the game. Rather interesting atmosphere today. And yeah, I think this all ties back into the question that we opened the program with tonight. Hector Villanueva, great Cubs catcher or greatest Cubs catcher?
I
procured an autographed 8x10 photo of Hector Villanueva. You have no idea how hard those are to find.
I thought you were going to say you have no idea who that is, do you?
Well, no, that
and
was
that is
Kyle.
The correct answer.
That was Kyle.
As is myself.
He played for the Cardinals. You don't remember his storied career in St. Louis?
I don't.
He played for the Cardinals after he played for the Cubs. Hector Villanueva was this mythical figure from my childhood. And he was a catcher for the Cubs, big, fat Puerto Rican guy who hit like 7 home runs in 40 games or something like that when he first came up to the major leagues. Harry Carey couldn't pronounce his last name. I think there were 6 or 7 different. Hector Venezuela was one of the attempts at pronouncing his name. This was in the string of Cubs catchers in the era of like Rick Rona, Damon Berryhill, Joe Girardi was in the mix there. And Hector Villanueva, like my all-time favorite obscure Chicago Cub. He's 1A, Doug DiCenzo is probably 1B. And so I get the photo, and it goes on the desk today, and of course now the Cubs are hitting home runs right and left. But Kyle, our producer, looks at it and says, "Who's that?"
See, it's less embarrassing for me because he's a Cubs fan.
He played for the Cubs in the early 90s. Didn't have a very long, storied career. And one of my goals, one of my lifelong, I want something game used from Hector Villanueva in my memorabilia collection. That will be the piece de la resistance of the memorabilia collection, if I can get my hands on it. Now, all of this talk about the National League Central, there are other teams playing baseball as well. The Minnesota Twins are playing a doubleheader today with the Cleveland Indians. And this was big news in our household because when you play a doubleheader, you're allowed to call up from the minor leagues a 26th man, usually just for the doubleheader, and then he gets sent back down to the minor leagues. But today, the Minnesota Twins called up Aaron Sleggers, former member of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, the latest Colonels player to make his I don't know whether he's debuted yet or not, but he's with the team and he's got a major league uniform on his back. And I say this is a big story because I can now tell everybody that we once had a major league pitcher plug the toilet at our household.
Were you a host family?
No, but one time in 2014, we decided that it would be really fun if we invited some of the guys that we knew on the team over for a cookout. It was after a road game in Burlington, and we'd had some libations at the game, and I thought, yeah, it's fun. It's fire pit. The guy's over. It'll be great. And so a bunch of them came over to the house, and one of them happened to be Aaron Sleggers, who was really hard to miss because he was like 6'5". I mean, he's a tall dude. And he goes, he disappears into the house for 10, 15 minutes. And later on in the evening, we're trying to figure out what's going on. The bathroom floor was soaking wet.
He didn't tell you about it?
No. No.
So he plugs the toilet at a house that he's never been to.
Right, yep. Which I think we can all, come on, guys. Haven't we all sort of had one of those moments in our lives where you are immortally embarrassed, and what do you do?
Of course.
Yeah.
But since
and so his was to try to clean up the mess, and then
how'd you find out? It was him.
Process of elimination. Who was the player who disappeared for 10, 15 minutes when he went inside the house?
So he never admitted it?
No.
Did you call him out on it?
We never called him out on it, but to this day, we refer to the bathroom as the Aaron Sleggers. Well, we call it the Aaron Sleggers Memorial Bathroom. Memorials are usually reserved for those who are no longer with us. But
Kyle, can we get Aaron Sleggers on the show, please?
Let's not do that. However,
that's going to be the first question I ask him.
If the house is ever put up for sale, that will be in the info that the realtor gets. That's a selling point.
You should get a plaque.
If you ever spend any time in the Northeast, they have these plaques all over the place. George Washington slept here.
Aaron Sleggers took a dump and flooded the bathroom here.
A major league pitcher once used the facilities in this house, and then all hell broke loose. 319-366-1600. You have no idea. For about 45 minutes today at lunch, I was torturing myself. Do I share the anecdote? Do I not? And I wasn't going to. And then sometimes the little red light comes on here in the studio, and you just panic. And I chambered the bullet. I took the safety off, and I aimed and I fired. And I'm not sorry for it. 319-366-1600. So there you go. Big day of Major League Baseball news. You got the Cubs and the Reds in a slugfest at Wrigley Field, and a guy who plugged the toilet at my house one time.
Did he put towels down? And like,
yeah,
how,
there was
how did
the towels. The towels were soaking.
Lots of Febreze.
Towels were soaking wet. Like, what the hell's going on with the towel? It's soaking wet. And lots of toilet paper was missing because it had been used and then put in the garbage can. I know somebody out there has had a similar experience before. Maybe you're on a first date. Maybe you're going over to the girlfriend's house. Maybe you're meeting the parents. Have you ever had a similar situation happen to you? 319-366-1600. And if so, how did you cover up the crime? That's what I want to know.
I can't say that I've ever had that. I mean,
it's
usually I
my
alert somebody.
Worst nightmare.
So this has happened to you?
Yes.
You don't have to share the story because it's happened to me, but I alert somebody right away. I'm not ashamed. I guess I have very little shame. But I usually alert somebody.
It's happened to me once in my lifetime. And there's no describing the sinking feeling that you get in the pit of your stomach when you realize I'm in trouble here. And I got a couple options. I can either say, hey, we got an issue here, or I can head for the hills. And in this particular instance, I chose to head for the hills.
So you went the same route as Aaron Slager.
Well, it was, I'm trying to put this delicately because it involved my former co-host, Tyler, who's no longer here with us. And Tyler was taking an inordinate amount of time running an errand. And when nature calls, you don't send her to voicemail. You know what I'm saying? And so I made my way into the business, and Tyler's in there, and he's conducting a seminar, whatever, you know, he used to hold court whenever he went anywhere.
Crown and a legal pen.
And yeah, I think they would have frowned on that at this particular establishment. And so I'd located the restroom. Everything's fine and dandy. Flush. And all of a sudden, we're on the second deck of the Titanic here. We got water rising. There's no band playing. There's no lifeboats. And all I could think of was, how do I extricate myself from the situation? And I opened the door, gingerly made my way into the lobby. Tyler was wrapping up his business. And I said, we got to go. We got to get out of here. And we split. And that's the end of that. As Paul Harvey would say, now you know the rest of the story.
And he never brought it up one time.
He never brought it up because I didn't really go into detail with him. I just said, hey, we need to get going. I think he thought we needed to get back here to do some work or something. And
so to this day, he probably has no idea what happened. He probably just went home that night. Went to his bathroom and saw flooding everywhere. Oh, well, gosh.
It wasn't his bathroom.
Oh, it wasn't?
No, it was a business.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Which, I don't know what the statute of limitations is on something like that, but it's more embarrassing than anything. I can't be the only person out there that has stories. I guess this is both coming and going. One affected me, and then I turned around and I spread the wealth. I paid it forward in a way that you necessarily shouldn't pay anything forward. Now we have the text line making puns.
Thank you, Kool-Aid.
The toilet. And yes, 9360 on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Thank you for the picture of Cousin Eddie from Christmas Vacation. Somebody out there has to have a story, right?
Because not that they're going to share on air, though, man. That takes one brave soul.
What's worse than that? Going and using the facilities and then realizing, uh-oh, we got a problem. And because it's...
Well, going and using the facilities and realizing that there's no toilet paper...
Yeah, not
that's
having...
That's pretty tough. It's
okay.
Close.
Let's see, 4007 on the text line, I install granite for a living. Ooh, very nice. It's on the bucket list, granite countertops. Granite or marble. I install granite for a living. We were at a customer's house. A fellow employee of mine used the restroom before we took a long time... before me. Took a long time, then I went in just for a quick one after flushing it all backed up on me, and he was the one to blame. Needless to say, I felt terrible, but I made him clean it up. Well, I think I would as well. And now we've got stories from the college days coming in.
Oh, we never got to move-in day yesterday.
366-1600. We never did get to move-in day. Move-in day was Tuesday at the University of Iowa, when we were looking for good move-in stories from the dorms, and we got a couple of them. I'm hoping that this is Scott Unash on the other side of the glass with his very own horror story about... Scott's probably been in some tough situations before. You're calling play-by-play in some of those small press boxes. I'm guessing that this has happened numerous times. I can't wait for him to go out to Kingston Stadium tonight and have to hear people tell him that they were listening to this. It's going to be... Yeah, no, really? Yeah. Thumbs up. Thumbs up all around here in the building. What do you do?
Mike from Marengo asked, do you wash those towels or do you just throw them
no,
away?
No, he asked, do you wash the poop towels or do you just throw them away? Luckily, the towels were mostly wet, meaning that maybe it was just a case of too much toilet paper or something.
So you washed them is what you're saying?
Yeah. Hot water. Hot water is the key. You get the washing machine with the setting with the temperatures. Yeah, you're going to want to wash those in hot water. 425. I don't know how we recover from this, but in about 10 minutes, we'll talk with former Iowa shortstop Mason McCoy. He is a New York Penn League All-Star with the Aberdeen Ironbirds, sixth-round draft pick of the Baltimore Orioles in this year's draft, and one of the heroes of the Big Ten champion Iowa baseball team, who, by the way, did make it to Taiwan. We mentioned that yesterday. They open up the World University Games on Saturday. They'll be playing Team Mexico. 425.
2270 has a story when we come back.
Is it really worth making people? Ooh, it looks like a long one. Yeah, we're going to need to read this one. I'm going to need to read this one during the break and then figure out whether it really is worth it or not. Kyle is hopefully working on a big board update, which he will share with you as well when we return. You're listening to the Todd Brolenkamp Show with Alex Kuhn right here on KGYM.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The 2017-2018 sports year is underway for the Xavier Saints. The first round of the Mississippi Valley Conference Golf Super Meet was held last Thursday at Ellis Golf Course in Cedar Rapids. The Saints fired a team score of 308 and finished second for the first leg of the conference tournament. Brad Karpik, the returning division player of the year, led the Saints with a 75. Nick Recker added a 76. The Saints' second meet of the year was at the Linmar Invitational at Hunter's Ridge in Marion. Xavier finished sixth with a 325 total. The Xavier football team will kick off its season a week from this Friday at Iowa City Regina. The volleyball season will begin by hosting Iowa City High on Tuesday, August 22nd.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimberg Company. Family owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimberg Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
The Colonels will fight for Iowa this Friday night on Iowa Hawkeye Night at the Colonels. The first 1,000 fans through the gates will receive a free Bob Brooks commemorative bobblehead. And the Colonels will wear Hawkeye bib-themed jerseys that'll be auctioned off to benefit the Linn County Eye Club. Wear your black and gold for Hawkeye Night at the Colonels this Friday night. Experience Colonels baseball, where it's always a great time.
Welcome back, 427. It's the Todd Brolenkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn. Sometimes we talk about sports, and sometimes we talk about those who play sports plugging toilets. This would happen to be the latter.
I hope that poor kid doesn't hear this show.
This is definitely worth sharing. 2270 on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. On my way home from a week in the Boundary Waters, we spent the night in Minneapolis. The place we stayed at was a friend of a friend, a single lady, hosting three dudes. This sounds like it's taking a left turn at Albuquerque, but stick with us, please. Don't let your minds go in that direction. We had just spent a week camping, so I was a bit backed up. I used the bathroom and realized that we had a problem. Unfortunately, she didn't have a plunger. So I ended up having the is actually in there. Actually, appreciate you putting that in there. So I ended up having to go door to door in her apartment building asking to borrow a plunger. I ended up finding one, but I had to buy it. Luckily, I caught it early and it wasn't much of a mess.
Wait a second. So you went door to door and someone opened the door. You asked for a plunger and they made you buy it?
Well, that's...
Hey, you're not borrowing this. You got to
pay supply and demand, baby.
$7.75 for it.
Supply and demand. You've got a plunger. There's a demand for it.
Well, I understand that, but
yeah, I think I probably is... if I look, it's guy to guy. I probably look at the guy and I go, "Yeah, dude, just go ahead and use it, and then just wash it off and bring it back." That's probably when the guy didn't want the plunger back at that point. Is this a bad time to admit that I stole the plunger from KRUI? Is there a statute of limitations on this?
Yes.
The house at 129 Grand Avenue Court, I think I borrowed it one time, and then I never returned it, and I still have KRUI's plunger. So to the kids at KRUI.
Is it still the one you use?
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
You go, I mean, it's quality American-made craftsmanship.
That thing has to be
Those
what?
Plungers will last a long time as long as you treat them well and you don't have to use them all that often.
Who treats a plunger well?
Well, apparently a pitcher for the Minnesota Twins. Kyle is here with us in the studio. Time now for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Former Cyclone George Niang signed a partially guaranteed one-year deal with the Golden State Warriors yesterday. He'll be one of the last players on the bench, but the Warriors have a track record of utilizing young, cheap, and talented players, even in the playoffs. The Gazette and KGYM Radio released a preseason high school football rankings. Ankeny Centennial sits atop Class 4A with Iowa City West 4th, Cedar Rapids Washington 6th, and Cedar Rapids Prairie 9th. Pella was pegged as the class of Class 3A with Xavier 3rd. Mount Vernon is tied for 2nd in Class 2A with Williamsburg 7th, and Iowa City Regina is the top-ranked team in Class 1A. Tonight marks the first night of high school football in the area, with some teams playing Week 0 games, including HLV and Wayland at Wayland and Lone Tree at Central City. The Colonels lost 7-2 last night to the Burlington Bees in the third of a four-game series. One positive that did come from that, however, was Shane Carrier hitting a solo home run to extend his hitting streak to 22 games. They'll try to preserve a series split tonight with Patrick McGuff on the hill squaring off with Chris Rodriguez beginning at 6:30. The Twins and Indians were postponed last night in Minnesota, so they're playing a doubleheader today. Game 1 just finished before we came on the air, and Cleveland won 9-3. Game 2 is set to start at 6:10 with Aaron Slagers and Ryan Merritt on the mound, and we'll join it in progress after the show on 107.5 FM, The North Gym.
You know, now that he's in the major leagues, he just needs to keep plugging away, and he'll stay there as long as he can. Your boy Wild Thing is on the mound tonight.
Patrick McGuff getting the start. He barely pitched at all in the first half because there was so much depth in the bullpen and in the starting rotation. And he's carved out a nice little niche out of the bullpen, now getting the start.
Speaking of baseball, we've got former Hawkeye shortstop Mason McCoy on the way with us next. You're listening to the Todd Brolecamp Show with Alex Kuhn right here on KGYM.
This bottom of the hour Sports Center update is brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. They're celebrating 12 years of service.
Dear U of I, just a note to let you know, if you're ever thinking about selling Kinnick Stadium or Carver Hawkeye Arena, please consider Hawkeye Title and Settlement. We're here to provide efficient, high-quality real estate title and closing services. Signed, Hawkeye Fan Forever, and send. Hi, this is Steve Anderson with Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Whether it's a large commercial property or if you're buying your first home, remember, we're here to help. Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services of Iowa City. You'll love our team just like you love the Hawks.
In and has an incredible run. His numbers are great. Doesn't throw any picks. So they go, okay, you know what? We have somebody in place. And the guy that we love, who is our hero, he's been hurt for 2 years. Brady's not hurt. He's winning Super Bowls. So whenever we start doing, well, it happened with Favre and Rodgers. It happened with Luck and Manning. It happened with Young and Montana. Just because those have happened, they're different. It doesn't mean that Belichick's going to do it to Brady.
Ryan Russillo. Check him out weekdays at 1 Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
We're counting down to the start of the NFL season. 3 weeks until kickoff.
The quartet of Ben Roethlisberger, Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, and Brian has spent a total of 21 minutes together on an NFL field the last 2 years. So Brian said that we're all going to be grinding in the next few weeks, and as soon as Le'Veon Bell returns to the team, he'll be working too.
Counting down to kickoff, presented by Indeed.com. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. Four men's college basketball teams were in Barcelona today while on tour to play exhibition games. The word from Clemson, Oregon State, Arizona, and Tulane is that the traveling parties are all safe and accounted for in the wake of today's apparent terrorist attack. At least 13 people are dead, dozens more are injured. The executive director of the NFL Players Association, Damaris Smith, tells the MMQB and Sports Illustrated there will almost certainly be a strike or a lockout when the collective bargaining agreement runs out in 2021.
At 6 a.m., 40 million Americans are waking up to a Gillette shave. And at our factory in Boston, 1,200 workers are starting their day building on over 100 years of heritage and innovation. Today, we're bringing you America's number one shave at lower prices every day, putting money back in the pockets of millions of Americans. I'm proud to bring you Gillette Quality for Less, because nobody can beat the men and women of Gillette. Go to GilletteOnDemand.com and get your fourth order free. Gillette, the best a man can get.
Got a paint project you haven't started? Now's the time to begin. The Home Depot has Behr Premium Plus interior paint starting at just $23.97. It's a paint and primer in one, so you're not covering the same wall over and over. You paint it, then move on to the next one. We're pouring more into paint with unbeatable prices on Behr Premium Plus interior paint, now starting at just $23.97. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
If you love your car and you love football, buy Castrol Edge Motor Oil at Advance Auto Parts. Because right now, when you buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge for $29.99 at Advance, you get a free NFL team blanket. Perfect for those who love football, but not football weather. Available only to Advance Speed Perks members or at participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Courtesy of Castrol, the official motor oil of the NFL. Redeem at CastrolPromotion.com or by mail. Ends 1/31/18. Allow $6.95 shipping and handling.
A Wendy's Frosty is something special. And for a limited time, a Frosty is just 50 cents. An American classic for a classic price. It's not quite a milkshake, not quite an ice cream cone. It's definitely chocolate or vanilla. That choice is on you. Use a spoon or a French fry. Anything goes. A Frosty makes summer special. Yep, there's nothing quite like a Frosty. And there's nothing quite like this deal. A Frosty for 50 cents. Get yours before this deal melts away.
Small Frosty only at participating Wendy's for a limited time. Offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
Welcome back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, a little bit after 4:30, 4:35 to be exact, on a Thursday evening. Remember, Woodja still on the way tonight. Also, your chance to see Hairball at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. Yesterday, we caught up with the number one overall pick in this year's Major League Baseball draft, Royce Lewis. If you missed that segment, podcast available, kgymradio.com. Today, we're chatting with a guy who has taken 187 picks after Royce Lewis, but is off to a fine start on his own professional career. It's former Hawkeye Mason McCoy. Mason, how you doing today?
I'm good. Just got up and got some food and getting ready for the day.
Congratulations on the All-Star nod out there in the New York Penn League. What was that experience like for you?
It was awesome. I mean, just getting to play with guys all around the, not only country, but the world. You know, we had kids from Dominican, Panama, I mean, pretty much everywhere around the world. And it was just a cool experience, fun, laid back, and I'm just trying to just enjoyed my time there.
Now, I know you didn't make the All-Star team, but did you get a chance to see Jake Adams win the Home Run Derby?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I got to take videos and talk to him the night before at the concert and caught up with him a lot. I've been texting with him, and we talk, you know, pretty frequently. Talking about how the year's going, adjustments at the plate, and all that stuff. So, yeah, it was pretty neat to see him. I told everybody on my team in the All-Star game that, you know, he's my pick to win. I got money on him. So,
speaking of adjustments, what are the early adjustments you've had to make to professional baseball?
I mean, a lot of it's in-game stuff. My swing, they teach it downward swing. So, just trying to make adjustments that way, being short and quick to the ball. Defensively, obviously, Iowa's turf, so the last 2 years I've been playing on turf field, and then I came here and my field's all natural. So that's a little bit of adjustment as well, especially since a lot of the Big Ten is turf. But, yeah, other than that, I mean, it's the same game. It's baseball. You know, you get up there, you try to hit the ball, you field the ball, you throw the ball. I try not to overcomplicate things and just try to make it as simple as I can.
You spent a couple years in the Northwoods League. As a matter of fact, you won the MVP award in 2015. Did that experience help you sort of acclimate to pro ball? A lot of the things there that you deal with are similar, the travel and stuff like that.
Oh, definitely. The minor league grind, as they call it, where, you know, you're playing 76 games and 80 days or whatever it is. But definitely very, very similar, especially, pitching-wise. It's different because here you're seeing everybody's best guy in college. So you're seeing all the Friday night guys every night consistently. We just had a game against Staten Island. They had a starter that was sitting 98 to 101, touched 102 like 15 times. So that's a big adjustment in itself. But yeah, the Northwoods definitely helped me prepare and just for this lifestyle.
I want to go back a little bit over a year. You've mentioned it, and a lot of people were surprised that you didn't get drafted after your junior season. How much did that fuel you for your senior season, and does that kind of still fuel you?
I think everything that happens fuels me, just getting overlooked a little bit. And I was upset about the draft last year just because I felt that, what I was told it was going to happen, it didn't. And I got my hopes up, and I usually don't get my hopes up. But for some reason I did that time. And, now I realize why I don't like to get my hopes up, but it definitely fueled me. I like failing because you're not going to get any better unless you fail. I believe that 100%. So, me not getting drafted really fired me up. Felt like I needed to prove something, which I still feel like I do. I'm not done. It's just a step, but that was definitely a major turning point in events. And after talking to some of the scouts and trying to figure out what I needed to work on for my senior year, I just tried to go and have fun and get it done.
Former Hawkeye Mason McCoy joining us on the program, now a member of the Baltimore Orioles organization, playing with the Aberdeen Ironbirds. So fast forward, what was the draft experience like for you this year? Because to go undrafted and then to be taken in the sixth round, that's quite a leap. What was draft day like for you?
Pretty simple. They tell you not to look at your phone and just try to be try to keep busy throughout the day. So that's what I was trying to do. And I didn't have an agent or an advisor or anybody, so I didn't really know when I was going to go. And then the Orioles called me in the fourth, which was the beginning of the day, and told me, that, hey, they're looking at getting me, and talked about details or whatever. And so for those two rounds, I was constantly looking at my phone when I shouldn't have been, so it made the day go a lot slower. Once I got that call, I was sitting in the basement with my parents, my girlfriend, my brother, basically my family, and saw it pop up on the line, and then immediately my phone blew up, and I was getting a call from Scott Thomas, the scout there that drafted me from the Orioles. And it was very, very it was a dream that finally came true, something you dream about your entire life.
What was the relationship like with you in Baltimore before the draft? Did you have a good idea that they liked you, or were there some other organizations that maybe contacted you as well?
Yeah, it was good. I filled out questionnaires, stuff like that, but really didn't talk that much to them. I had some three or four other teams that I assumed, well, that I thought, I shouldn't say assumed, but I thought that had me higher on their list or, up there. So I did not expect the Orioles by no means, but, I was very blessed to be in this organization, going back and looking, playing at all these fields and talking to all the guys. I feel like, this organization really is really a great organization, and how they run it from top to bottom is just, best for the players.
Have you been able to stay in contact or follow any of your former teammates that just started pro ball, like Jake, Nick, and Ryan?
Yeah. I talked to Jake a lot. Ryan and Nick, I talked to them a little bit here and there, but I didn't really hang out with them that much just because they were pitchers. They kind of had their own practice thing. But I talked to Jake a lot, like I said, pretty frequently, probably every other day basis, just catching up on things, how things are going. I have talked to Nick and Ryan just to see how things are going there. I think Nick's on rehab, and Ryan's been doing pretty decent. So, I'm just trying to keep in touch is the biggest thing. And then once the off season comes, hopefully reconnect and in Iowa for the ring ceremony.
I was going to say, it's been a really crazy year for you. A Big Ten tournament victory, NCAA regional appearance, you get drafted, New York Penn League All-Star. Do you ever have to sort of take pause and just take a deep breath and look back and take stock on this past year and what it means to you?
I want to say that I have time, but I feel like I don't. I feel like every day is just hectic. I have to make lists on my phone to figure out things that I need to do for the day. But I think that'll come in the off season. Once I have a little bit of time to relax, I'll be able to reflect on, you know, what exactly we did and how special it was just to be the first to win the Big Ten tournament. And, you know, from the start to the finish, being so close 2 years ago and, you know, just coming up short. So, yeah, it's I think that's something that I'll definitely reflect on once the season's over.
At what point during the season did you realize that your team had a chance to do something special?
Honestly, right at the beginning. Once all the new guys came in, I knew we were young, but we had a really good core group of guys that were there the year before that knew what it was like. Kind of got a lot of experience, actually. And then, you know, when all the new guys came in, I figured out how good of guys they are. You know, Ben Norman, Justin Jenkins, all those guys are just great, great people on and off the field. And, you know, the difference I felt like was anybody could hang out with anybody on this year's team. You know, I could go hang out with anybody I wanted to, and everything was awesome. And I think that's where it started, was the relationship that everybody had. And then, of course, when everybody kind of doubted us and that kind of – everybody had a chip on their shoulder after that when we weren't projected that high and weren't supposed to be that good, and then we ended up turning around and, you know, had a great season and then ended up winning the tournament. That's just – I think everybody kind of knew it. I was talking to Corbin Woods, one of the captains, and he agreed. He thought we were way better than what people were depicting us to be, and just because of the relationship that we all had.
Former Hawkeye Mason McCoy with us here for just a few more minutes on KGYM. Is there a tiny part of you maybe that wishes you were with the guys in Taiwan right now wearing the Team USA jersey?
Yeah, of course. I miss all those guys. I'd love to play with them again. But at the same time, I got to take care of this here and look out for what's, you know, best for my future. It'd be awesome to go play in Taiwan, but I know that, you know, if I would have went and played, I would have lost a lot of playing time here, and my spot could have been taken. This is not like, this is a business now. So, you know, if I do really well and I just take, you know, 2-3 weeks off, someone could they'll just drop me down and put somebody else in my position. So, yeah, I would have loved to do it. I think it would have been an awesome experience, and I know those guys, that's going to be something, you know, they'll remember forever. But I know that, you know, everything happens for a reason. I know that I made the right decision, and, you know, it's starting to pay off here towards the end.
All right, before we let you go, I know you grew up a Cubs fan. I want to know how a kid who grows up in Washington, Illinois as a Cubs fan winds up idolizing Miguel Tejada.
Yeah, that's different. When I was growing up, I remember, you know, hearing stories about him. Every time I turn on a game, for some reason, I always caught him and how he played, and that was just kind of the guy I played with on the video games and all that stuff. I just really liked him, just his capabilities, all that stuff. And then as I got older, I started to pay more attention to the little things. So then, Derek Jeter, I felt like, was a big idol of mine on the mental side of the game, how he thought about things, how he, you know, when he failed, his thought process when he failed. And then I started liking Dustin Pedroia too. Those are definitely my top three. But as a kid, Miguel Tejada, something about him just caught my eye.
Well, I know you guys you're in Brooklyn tonight, right?
Yeah, we're getting ready to leave to head to the field. Yeah, we're in Brooklyn, and then we are in Hudson Valley, not tomorrow night, the night after. So it's constant traveling.
Is Brooklyn maybe the favorite trip for you guys? It's not too often that minor league guys get dropped in a big league city like that.
Yeah, it's definitely one of the best. The field is beautiful. They got Coney Island in left field, and it's my favorite place to play field wise. Just how the scenery and everything that's around it. Staten Island was another one, just because the New York City, you know, the city is in the background of the field. So when you're standing at the bat, you can see the whole city in the background, which was pretty crazy to look at, considering I'm, you know, a Midwest kid that's never been East Coast.
All right, Mason, we appreciate you taking the time. Good luck with the rest of the season, and best of luck moving forward as you move up the Baltimore Orioles chain. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And Brooklyn's the affiliate of the New York Mets. Staten Island is the Yankees affiliate. So kind of nice that both of the New York teams have a short season affiliate right in their backyard. I checked the schedule, by the way. They play the Tri-City Valley Cats one more time this year, I think for a three-game series. So he's going to have another opportunity to catch up with Jake Adams before everything is said and done. But nice to see one of the former Hawkeyes having immediate success in the professional ranks. Jake Adams has 8 or 9 home runs in Tri-City, but batting average is a little bit low. I think a little bit of a struggle catching up to the professional game. But Mason McCoy has picked up right where his game left off. And you mentioned it, went undrafted as a junior. Rick Heller was actually worried after he was the MVP of the Northwoods League after his sophomore season at JUCO that he would sign a non-drafted free agent contract with a team and not even make it to Iowa City. Ultimately, winds up playing 2 years for the Hawkeyes, has the walk-off hit in Game 2 of the Big Ten tournament 2 seasons ago, and then winds up being one of the lone seniors on a team that wins the Big Ten championship this year. So really cool story, Mason McCoy.
I was really shocked that he didn't get drafted last year, but I don't know if you remember this, Todd, but it was a couple months ago on a Friday at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub when
did somebody plug a toilet?
No.
Okay.
But Jack Dom was on our show, and we asked him about, this was right after the draft, so Jake Adams had been drafted, Nick Gallagher had been drafted, Ryan Erickson, and of course Mason McCoy. And we were talking about some of the, all four of those guys, and Jack pointed to Mason McCoy and said, this is the guy right here that could make the majors as a utility infielder because he has the versatility to play most of the infield positions other than first base. He can play second, he can play short, he can play third, and the bat is probably just good enough to be a utility infielder. And I'll be interested to follow his career because his minor league professional baseball career is off to a very good start.
I think, if I recall correctly, Jack made a little bit of a parallel to Ben Zobrist with the Cubs. Probably not as much power, but you get 25 guys on the roster and teams are trying to figure out unique ways to make the most of the 25 spots on the roster. And I think you're seeing it with Zobrist and Javier Baez, and it's certainly not just a Cubs thing, but if you've got a guy who can play second and short and maybe third and maybe the outfield if you need him, it's extremely valuable. And you'll have a role with a major league team as long as you continue to be productive. And we'll see how fast Mason McCoy could move up the system, 6th-round draft pick by Baltimore this past year. And good to get caught up with him. We'll continue to chat with former Hawkeyes all over the professional ranks, including hopefully one day C.J. Beathard, who they announced today, they being the San Francisco 49ers, week 2, their exhibition game against the Denver Broncos. C.J. Beathard is going to be the number 2 quarterback in that contest, so he's worked his way up the 49ers depth chart pretty quickly.
Hot take here, he's going to start a game this year.
Oh,
there's no doubt in my mind.
If there was a line in Vegas on it, I would put money on it.
I would absolutely put money on C.J. Beathard starting a game. And he's done a very good job for himself, but that team is awful. And they have three quarterbacks where you're not sure. You don't see a lot of separation between the three. And when things go bad, the first thing that gets changed is the quarterback. So I think Kyle Shanahan is going to insert C.J. Beathard into a game at least once or twice to start.
From Kyle Shanahan to Kyle Shanahan. He'll be joining us next for another Big Board update. Top of the hour on the way. And don't forget, we still got tickets to see Hairball at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. We'll give those away sometime before 7 o'clock tonight as well. 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM. You're listening to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn right here on KGYM.
Is your power tool not working? Does your mower or chainsaw need maintenance? If you're having these issues with your power equipment or just need something tuned up, let the factory-trained technicians at Acme Tools fix the problem for you. We'll assess the issue and give you a free estimate to get it fixed. Mention this ad and we'll take 10% off your service work. For quality service work and parts, visit the Acme Tools Service Department and let us help you do your best work. Acme Tools on Blairsbury Road in Cedar Rapids.
the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports like you with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to KGYMradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great. And we want to help get the word out. KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
4:55, welcome back in, and we send it over to the man wearing a Rob FM t-shirt. Look at that, Kyle Mann with another Midwest One Bank Big Board update.
Former Cyclone George Niang signed a partially guaranteed one-year deal with the Golden State Warriors yesterday. He'll be one of the last players on the bench, but the Warriors have a track record of utilizing young, cheap, and talented players, even into the playoffs. The Gazette and KGYM Radio released preseason high school football rankings. Ankeny Centennial sits atop Class 4A with Iowa City West 4th, Cedar Rapids Washington 6th, and Cedar Rapids Prairie 9th. Pello was pegged as the class of Class 3A with Xavier 3rd. Mount Vernon is tied for 2nd in Class 2A with Williamsburg 7th. And Iowa City Regina is the top-ranked team in Class 1A. Tonight marks the first night of high school football in the area, with some teams playing Week 0 games, including HLV and Wayland at Wayland and Lone Tree at Central City. The Colonels lost 7-2 last night to the Burlington Bees in the third of a four-game series. One positive that did come from that, however, was Shane Carrier hitting a solo home run to extend his hitting streak to 22 games. He'll try to preserve a series split tonight with Patrick McGuff on the hill, squaring off with Chris Rodriguez beginning at 6:30. The Twins and Indians were postponed last night in Minnesota, so they're playing a doubleheader today. Game 1 just finished a little bit ago, and Cleveland won 9-3. Game 2 is set to start at 6:10, and that being a rain makeup game, we're not going to carry that one. Keep it here after the show for some good old-fashioned ESPN programming.
Thank you very much, Kyle. This is an interesting nugget. I saw this a couple days ago. The Cubs, we talked about who they gave World Series rings to. It was revealed by Jerry Reinsdorf, the owner of the White Sox, that the Cubs very quietly gave Rick Renteria a World Series ring. Renteria managed the team in 2014 before he was unceremoniously cast aside when Joe Maddon became a free agent. Dale Swaim also reportedly received a World Series ring.
A lot of people received a World Series ring.
And it bothers a lot of people. Not me.
I don't care. It's just interesting.
Big Rick Renteria fan. But yeah, they seem to be very liberal with the World Series rings. But I'm glad that Renteria got one, because I think he got a little bit of a raw deal in that whole situation. But you got an opportunity to bring Joe Maddon on board. You bring Joe Maddon on board. Cubs and Reds, by the way, still going back and forth. It was 12-10. Cincinnati, the last time we checked the scoreboard. Hour number one is in the books. Hour number two is on the way. You're listening to KGYM. Back after this.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing.
All right, man. 7 ballparks in 7 days. Here we go.
I've got my maps.
You don't need them. Huh? I got a nav system. See, you could even pinch to